Some vines grow from the ground and then the branches lay on the ground. That's your standard carrot. Sometimes, instead of allowing the long vines to lay on the ground, what they do is they'll lay it out on something. A special bed that was made for it, or like a sukkah even. Sometimes on a gate. Whenever you're laying the vines on something, you don't just leave it on the ground, it's called aris. What does the word aris mean? Some say it means a bed. Some say it's a lashon of a sukkah. Either way, that's what the word aris means, and get used to it, because we're going to be discussing the halachis of aris and see how that's different than a standard kerem for a while now. Let's see our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah, Ezeo, aris, what's called an aris? Now, before you ask me what's called an aris, why is this important to me, that it's called an aris? What difference is there in halacha, whether it's an aris or it's a regular kerem? Remember what we learned earlier in Perek Daled Mishnah Hey? According to the Beis Shammai, if you plant a row, just a plain row of five vines, it's called a kerem. According to the Beis Hillel, it has to be two opposite two and one extending further. There was one row of three, one row of two. Even the Beis Hillel Armoedim, in the case of an aris, that if you have one row of vines, just one row, but if the branches are laying on something, like a gate, that a single shura is called a kerem. Now, what difference does it make whether it's called a kerem or not? From a kerem, you have to distance other plants four amos. If it's a single vine, you just have to distance six tvachim. So again, our Mishnah inside, Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Ezeo, Aris. What's called an Aris? That has the din of a kerem. So you have to distance other Zerayim four amos away. Zakta Mishnah. Hanoteya Shura Shel Chamesh Gefanim. If someone plants a Shura of five vines or more, Bitzada Geder, near a fence, Shugavaya Sara Tvachim, that is 10 Tvachim high, and he leans the branches on the fence. Oi, Bitzad Charitz, or on the side of a trench in the ground, Shu Amika Sara Tvachim, that is deep 10 Tvachim, Verachav Abba, and wide 4 Tvachim. So in other words, the branches and the clusters of grapes are pushed into this Charitz. It's growing out of the ground on top of the trench. But he's taking everything and pushing it into this trench. He wants the leaves to spread out only inside this trench. Zakta Mishnah, Noisten lo yavidasai arba amos. Even though there's only one row over here, even the Beis Hillel would agree. It has a din of a kerem, and you have to stay away four amos, which is what you need for the kerem. If not for this charitz, or not for this geder, just one row of five gefanim, according to the Beis Hillel, has a din of a regular geffen. It's not a kerem, just like a geffen yechidus. You would only have to distance yourself six tvachim. But because of the aris halacha, even a single shura has a din of a kerem. You have to distance four amos if you want to plant anything else. The reason? It's midrabanan. Because it's more of a matzav, it's laying on something, or bent into something, it gets more of a chashivus. The Maris Ayin Inyan is, this is more of a kerem, it's more of a zach. From the Rishami, it's mashma. Then when the branches aren't laying on the floor, rather they're on a gate, or in a charitz, or on some kind of a bed, what happens is they spread out more. And that's the reason they would have a din of a kerem, even according to the Beis Hillel, although it's only one line of vines, and you don't have the regular two opposite two plus one, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yoseh zonav, that the Beis Hillel would normally require for it to have a din of a kerem. Now we have another machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, and the Beis Shammai say, we'll first touch the words, and then we'll explain the Yazar Shammai's Baruch. Beis Shammai and the Beis Shammai say, Maridin arba ames, you measure these four ames, me ikar hakfanim lasada, from where the geffen is growing out of the ground to the field. Whereas the Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel say, and the Beis Hillel is going to be a chumra, like we'll soon explain. No, min hagadar lasada, you have to measure the four ames from the fence to the field. Try to picture the following. I have a fence. Let's say east of the fence or right of the fence, I have five vines growing out of the ground. Their branches are leaning on top of the fence. This is an aris. I want to plant on the other side of the fence. I'm told now, both according to the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, I would have to move 4 amis away. But 4 amis away from what? From where the vines are growing out of the ground or from the fence? Let's say from where the vines are growing out on the ground till the fence, on the right side, on the east side, there's an ama. So according to the Beis Shammai, you start measuring the 4 amis from where the vines are growing out of the ground. So I have 1 ama until the fence, and then another 3 amis after the fence, and then I can start planting. The Basil are machmir. They say, no. You're not measuring the 4 amis from where the vine is growing out of the ground. You're going to measure the 4 amis on the west side of the fence, on the left side of the fence, from the fence. So according to the Basil, it's going to be actually, in our mashal, 5 amis from where the vine is growing out of the ground. So this is one of those rare instances, again, where the Beis Hillel are machmir, they're more strict, and the Beis Shammai are more mekel, the Beis Shammai are more lenient. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Toyim Kalu Aymim Kein. Whoever said that according to the Beis Hillel, even a single row of vines, if it's laying on something, has din of a kerem. Whoever says that made a mistake. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Beis Hillel never said that. Ella rather, you know, in regard to what the Beis Hillel mentioned, 4 amis, when it comes to an aris, they meant to say something else. They meant to say that im yesh, if you have in the aris, 4 amis, 4 amis, me'ikr fanim, vilagoder, from where the vines are growing out of the ground, and the gate that the branches are laying on. Suppose you have 4 amis over there. Then the Beis Hillel said, noisin lo yasavidasai. Then you move away 6 tvachim. That's for a man to be able to stand and work on the gefen. Vizereya samois, and you can plant the rest of the area, what's left of the 4 amis, minus 6 tvachim, until the gate. But if you don't have 4 amis between where the vines are growing out of the ground and the gate, then you can't plant there at all. That's what the Beis Hillel said. But they never said that every aris automatically needs 4 amis. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even an aris has the same din of a single gefen. You only need 6 tvachim. They just have this chumer that you have to have 4 amis between the vine and the gate. And that you can't plant there. The reason for that is, if it's less than 4 amis, it's like bottle to the vine. It all becomes part of where the vine is. We've had such a similar svara earlier. But if you have 4 amis, then you can do your regular distance yourself 6 tvachim and plant in the rest of the area. Many of them, mefarshim, point out, when they say plant on the rest of the area, but you can't plant mamish underneath where the vine is going, because from the vine till the gate, you have like branches. You can't plant mamish underneath the branches, but you can plant where it's not underneath the branches, as long as you're, again, 6 tvachim away from the vine, and there's a total area from the vine until the wall of 4 amis. So stamazi, let's say we hold for sure it's not a kerem, but it's a single gefen, and it's none of a gefen yechidus. So how far do you have to distance yourself from it? Not 4 amis. So we're saying all along 6 tvachim. But actually, the Mishnah is going to tell us that's a machlokes. The kami avoid the sagefen. What is the area that a person needs to stand over there to work with the gefen? In other words, how much you have to distance yourself from a single gefen that does not have a din of a kerem? Shish tvachim l'chal ruach. 6 tvachim in all directions, as we have been learning, and that's not the halacha. But Rabbi Kiva says shloisha, 3 tvachim. So just in case you're thinking, sometimes you're telling me avoid the sakerim is 4 amis, and sometimes you're telling me 6 tvachim, which is it? And the answer is, that's the point. If it's a kerem, then it's plowed. If it's plowed, you need place for 2 oxen. That's 4 amis. In the width, 2 oxen take up 4 amis. If it's a single gefen, it's generally not plowed. Someone is standing there working, so you need place only for 1 person. So how much place do you need? So Tanakama holds 6 tvachim. Rabbi Kiva says, even less, 3 tvachim. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph, what's called an aris? If someone plants a row of 5 vines next to a wall that's 10 tvachim high, that's just a mashal of other things, or next to a trench or a ditch that's at least 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, and he bends everything into the ditch. So we said originally that he bends everything into the ditch. Some hold, actually what he does is, the vines are growing on one side of the ditch. He bends it over so that the top of the vine is on the other side of the ditch. So it looks like a U going from one side of the trench to the other. and the grapes, they hang down into the ditch. Al Kopanim, in this case, where it's an Oris, you have to stay away 4 amos. That's even according to the Beis Hillel. Normally the Beis Hillel say, it's not a Kerem unless you have 2 rows, and one extends a little bit further. Here they're saying, even with 1 row. Then we had another Machlekes B'Shamay in the Beis Hillel. The B'Shamay say, that when you have to stay away 4 amos, it's enough to count 4 amos away from where the vine is growing out of the ground. The Beis Hillel say, no, you have to count 4 amos and where the fence is. So if the vine is an amma away from the fence, you really have to go 5 amos away from the vine. Then we had the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who disagreed with this. He said the Beis Hillel never said that any single line of vines automatically becomes a Karen, even by an aris. You know what they said about an aris? They said, if you have a vine growing, 4 amos away, let's say, is the geder, that's when you can distance yourself between the vine and the geder, 6 tvachim, and plant over there. But let's say the area from where the vine is, and the geder that it's leaning on is less than 4 amos, and you can't plant there at all because the whole area becomes bottled to the kerem. That's what they said. But they never said that it automatically has a din of a kerem. The Beis Hillel will still maintain, whether it is an aris or not, whether the vines are laying on the ground or they're leaning on a fence, the only way it has din of a kerem, that you have to distance yourself 4 amos, is if you have 2 rows, with one of them extending a little further.